The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, May 8, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel highlighted the importance of education for the continuity of the revolution while speaking on Saturday at the closing session of the National Seminar for the Organization of the 2023-2024 school year. The head of state described the meeting as contributing and participatory while reflecting that developing the next school period in the scheduled time will be a great challenge. As reported by the Presidency of the Republic on Twitter, the president referred to the preparation of teachers for the transformation of education, the defense of ethics and values, and called for critical analysis on current methods, as well as analyzing the role of science and innovation, demand and rigor in the teaching process. Díaz-Canel pointed out that the Cuban Revolution has managed to provide good education for everyone and that we maintain our concern to continue to do so with much better quality. The Cuban Vice Minister of Agriculture, Mauricio Echevarria, concluded a visit to the Kingdom of Cambodia, which was described as positive by both parties. In a new meeting with the Minister of Agriculture, Forestry Resources and Fisheries of Cambodia, Dithina, the parties reviewed the agenda developed in the kingdom by the delegation of the Ministry of Agriculture and evaluated as positive the work carried out. Echevarria and Tina also ratified the willingness of both parties to cooperate in a sector in whose development Cambodia shows notable progress. The technical meetings to advance documents and actions of collaboration projects stand out among the most important aspects of the visit of Cuban authorities, as well as their participation in the business forum with Cambodian businessmen, particularly linked to rice production. The Cuban Ministry of Agriculture delegation will next travel to Vientiane with the purpose of strengthening ties with Laos in agricultural spheres. The 30th edition of the Romerías de Mayo May pilgrimages culture event ended with a concert by some of the artists participating in this festival of artistic youth in eastern Holguín City. The traditional raising of the petaloid axe, an aboriginal symbol of the province, took place on the facade of one of the 18-story buildings there at midnight. On his Facebook profile, Alexis Triana, director of the Multimedia Center at the Cuban Ministry of Culture and honorary president of the organizing committee of the Romerías, called citizens worldwide to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the event next year. Romerías de Mayo Festival is considered the leading event organized by the AHS in the country. Its only venue is the city of Holguín, where young artists, the nations, gather each year to promote and celebrate young art. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez expressed his solidarity and condolences to the Democratic Republic of Congo in view of the loss of human lives and material damages caused by the floods registered in that country. He also lamented the human and material damage caused by an earthquake in Japan measuring 6.5 on the Richter scale. On his Twitter account, the foreign minister extended Cuba's heartfelt condolences to the Japanese government and people. Likewise, Cuba's foreign minister Bruno Rodriguez sent through his Twitter account his deepest condolences to the families and relatives of the dead victims belonging to the Kigizi-Wenzori region, to the people and government of Uganda, in view of the damages caused by the rains and landslides registered in the country. This past week, heavy rains left 176 dead in the Democratic Republic of Congo and 130 dead in Rwanda. The members of the 16th contingent of May 1st International Brigade of Voluntary Work and Solidarity with Cuba, who have been in the province of Santo Espíritu since last Wednesday, were impressed. Among cheers and cheers to Cuba, the more than 240 brigadiers who on this occasion shared with the population of work centers, students in the community, said goodbye to the territory of Santi Espíritus. A special moment for them was their participation last Friday in the celebration of World Proletariat Day, when they accompanied tens of thousands of inhabitants of Santi Espíritus City in the march that took place in the Major General Serafín Sánchez Valdivia Revolution Square. The visitors from 29 countries from all continents, with the United Kingdom and the United States being the most important, were able to appreciate in their contacts with the people of Cuba the efforts of the country amid the current financial contingencies imposed, above all, by the iron economic, commercial, and financial blockade of the U.S. government against Cuba. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.